This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Friday, the 1st of February already. Short month, isn't it? About 28 days, 30, I don't know, whatever it is. But we've had snow in London. Good news is it's not settled because it's been raining. And the first lot melted, and so consequently it's all a bit embarrassing. Obviously selling it, you can tell why. Ryan Giggs is home. He's put his mansion, they always call them mansions, don't they, up north, when in fact they're just really quite average places. It's got a swimming pool, a staircase and sleek furnishings. Because he's moving on from the relationship with the PR girl. So he's moving out of his modern mansion in Worsley. Because you think about modern mansions being in Worsley. And there's a picture. I've seen all the pictures of it. To be honest with you, this would not get you a decent place in Chelsea. But, of course, up where he comes from, you can buy the whole county, I should imagine. Russell Crowe is the spitting image of Roger Ailes. As Showtime released a new image from The Loudest Voice. Looks amazing, actually. When you actually look through, you could see it's him. Patrick Stewart is 78. He arrived at the Americana Music Awards in London with his wife, Sunny. She's 40. He's 78, honestly. He doesn't look at all like 78. Ridiculous. And guess what? Emily Attack. You remember Emily? Oh, is she going to be a great actress? Is she going to be taken seriously? Apparently, do you know what her dream job is in the entire world? And she's just got it. Her dream job, the one thing she's dreamt of. She's the face of Walker's Crisps. My God, you plumbed some depths, love, haven't you, really? And so Emily and Gary, oh, dear, I bet Gary's a bit panic-stricken. I mean, honestly, that's her ultimate ambition, to be the face of a potato. How amazing. Cheryl, showing off her dance moves. She hasn't got any dance moves. And as I say, if she took off her high heels, you wouldn't see her. She's so tiny. In fact, I've seen Oti Mabuse. She's far more literate, I'm afraid, than poor Cheryl with that fake hair stash on her head. Simon Cowell has bought a property near to Eric's school, his son, in Wimbledon. 15 million quid. But there again, you know, why would you worry about it? He's got loads of money. He has got the hairiest arms I've ever seen, though. I think if people have got hairy arms, I think they need to shave them. Or veet, or something like that. There's something deeply unattractive about hairy arms. Mystery solved. Big Brother's Tully Smythe reveals the correct way to pronounce her surname. And it's for all you've been wondering, it's Tully Smithy. Tully Smithy. Who cares, love? Who cares? Get over yourself. Try and get a life. Love Island's Kaz Crosley and Josh Denzel have split after a six-month romance. That's the latest gossip, isn't it, now, on all the Love Islands and things like that. Like we had Charlotte Crosby. He finished with me. And you think to yourself, why don't you just grow up? I mean, for goodness sake, have you never been out with somebody and they ditched you because you were a naffo? Well, that's what's happened to you, love. Got rid of you. He was cheating on me. And everybody went, oh, this is a great show, isn't it? What, prying into somebody's private life? I mean, who gives a toss? You know, she's quite clearly rubbish. Listen, if she wasn't rubbish, he wouldn't have had roving eyes elsewhere. So quite clearly, she's all mouth and trousers and not much in the trouser department. There's only two couples remaining from the 2018 series. And that will be, who knows, who cares? Kylie Minogue, keeping a low profile. She's stepped out in London for the first time since her stalker nightmare. And thank God there was a photographer waiting to take a picture of her as she goes out. I mean, I wouldn't mind. It was only pushing on her doorbell. You call the police, you have him arrested, you have him warned, and that's it. And then you just go out. Loads of people get stalkers. Loads of them. Josh Denzel enjoying a lad's night out with new singles Wes Nelson. And as I say, it's so sadly pathetic. Poor old Josh and Wes. We don't have girlfriends anymore. Meghan Markle sparkles as a baby-faced musical actress. Lovely. And we did musicals together as kids. Everybody did musicals together. I did musicals together with other people. David Bowie's son Duncan hits out against a planned biopic about his dad. As it's announced, Vanity Fair star Johnny Flynn is set to play the singer. Can't believe he's not really with us, can we? But there you go. Alex Jones braving the frost after the BBC One show. They can't get an audience for that programme, can they? I feel worried, actually, that the sort of people who work on it are all like, ooh, a bit hyper. Holly Willoughby left in hysterics as Vanessa Feltz launches into a passionate rant about pregnancy announcements. Because obviously Vanessa doesn't have her phone in anymore, so she does it on the television now, which seems slightly odd. They're obviously having a filler or something. Buns the word. Meghan goes for a sleek top knot. It's called a Croydon facelift. And she's included a recycled Givenchy coat for a university visit. So she's just doing the Croydon facelift, and that's it. It saves you having to worry about it. Olivia Attwood looks relieved. I don't know why, because her and her boyfriend, Bradley Dack, apparently have had to move out of their Manchester home days after sickening burglary. But anyway, thank God. She looks very relieved. She's very chav, isn't she? Tracksuit bottoms, Croydon facelift, and holding her own boxes. Perhaps they can't afford a company to come in and do it. And Ariana Grande's attempt to correct the tattoo blunder ends in disaster again. She's left with Japanese barbecue finger inking. Jess Hayes is expecting a baby boy with fiancé. How embarrassing. Not even married, nor really. She's up the duff. She was from Love Island, and she can't wait to meet our prince at a gender reveal party. God, honestly. It's just like these people, there's something the matter with them or something. They also, you know, what would you like to talk about? How did you feel, you know, when he ditched you for somebody better looking and more literate? Because I've watched this Shipwrecked programme. There's only about one person on there that can actually string two words together. The rest are a bit naff. Gorka Marquez admits he loves curvy women after Gemma Atkins reveals her teenage nickname was Thunder Thighs. Riveting. So they go to Lorraine. Lorraine is the show where you tell people all about that. As Lorraine sits there and sort of switches off and goes, you're gorgeous, you're marvellous, you're wonderful. We love you. Who are they? Oh, they're from Love Island. And you would think we love that show. It's so great. You're wonderful. You're marvellous. You're gorgeous. I'm Lorraine Kelly. And we're going to take a break and then we're going to do fashion for short people. And you're great. You're wonderful. You're marvellous. Honestly, I really love you. I think you're so good together. The last time we spoke, I didn't know who you were. And you've come back on again and I still don't know who you are. But you're great. You're wonderful. You're marvellous. Yes, if you want to be brown-nosed, go to the Lorraine programme. Beyonce offers fans a lifetime supply of concert tickets to see her and Jay-Z if they go vegan. Lovely. I do like Beyoncé, actually, though. I can't stand Jay-Z. Kate William are confirmed to attend the BAFTAs for the third year in a row. He will present the night's biggest accolade. OK, hey, Baldy, you want to go out? You want to do the BAFTAs? Do you have a job at the moment? I'm going to the BAFTAs. Yeah, but you haven't done anything for ages, have you? Wayne Rooney stepping out with his sons, Clay and Kai, posing for a selfie. And honestly, tracksuits at their age. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Really thought we'd gotten dressed a little bit better. Cheryl, she's finally revealed who that man in the mirror is after she shared a sultry snap from The Greatest Dancer. Poor old Cheryl, honestly. It's all going a bit pear-shaped, isn't it, for you? Keely Hawes believes Bodyguard star Richard Madden will be a phenomenal James Bond as he becomes a front-runner to play the iconic secret agent. He could do it. He's a bit young, though, I think, at the moment. A little bit young. And who's been axed from TOWIE? Chloe Lewis, Miles Barnett, Katie McDermott, Chris Clark, Jordan Wright, Adam Ojelu. I'm sorry, I haven't heard of any of them. I haven't heard of any of those people. And they've just been axed in the biggest ever cull, mainly because they're thick as bricks and nobody was interested. I mean, apparently, poor old Katie McDermott has only ever appeared in the reality show for one series. They'd not be returning again. They can't find anybody. So according to them, I mean, she looks a bit vacant. She's got that sort of caught in headlights of her 10-ton truck. She looks a bit peculiar, actually, obviously, because the hair's not real. And he just looks a little bit like he's sort of borderline gay. I don't know what's going on with this kind of look, but it's obviously the latest look for the TOWIE brigade. But anyway, she was so boring in the series, I had to get rid of her. And they've been apparently hanging around Sheesh. Just a restaurant, to see if they can find anybody else. They can't find anybody, you know, because what they're looking for, and it's a bit difficult, they're looking for sort of over-made-up tarty types. That'll be just the boys. The girls, they're looking for fake hair, maybe Botox, something else, and an ability to speak the Queen's English. Michael Parr and Isabel Hoddins secretly split after a four-year romance, as he's actually going to America to try to break Hollywood. Oh, God, not another one with a job in McDonald's over there. Come on, or you can park cars, love. Gemma Collins displaying her bruised knee. Bloody hell, don't ever wear leggings again, love. Not when it looks like that. Anyway, it was a devastating fall, but she didn't black out, as I told you before. When you black out, your eyes close. You don't leave them wide open and put your arms out to stop yourself. So lies, and she was wheelchair-bound for a few hours. The rest of the time she spent, you know, shoving her face with curry, as we know. We've seen the pictures. Danny Dyer, it's going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh, God, just don't let her speak. Again, they've given her all this fake hair. She goes, what? What are you going to be doing, love? Climbing mountain. OK, that'll be nice, actually. Red Nose Day, riveting. Unfortunately, as I said yesterday, they don't want the boyfriends. Obviously, they don't want two dull people on the same show. Celine Dion making another youthful style statement. And, it's Gemma Collins' 38th birthday. My God, you're an old 38, love, aren't you? You need to get yourself in shape. Get yourself in shape. Caroline Flack, attending BAFTA Rising Star Bash. She's got a bit of a reputation, Caroline. Not the nicest one she'd want. Neelam Gill, leading the stars at the Cartier Bash. Whoever she is. No, apparently she's a model. Never heard of her. Never heard of her. David Bowie. As I say, his son, Duncan, hits out against the planned biopic about his father, which I can understand. Ashley Roberts finally follows Strictly star boyfriend Giovanni Panici's lead and goes Instagram official. She'll do anything for publicity, Giovanni. As you know, she'll try and latch on to anybody. Mel B proves she's always that friend as she gives the camera the middle finger. Oh, you're just so racy-pacey, aren't you? She's also got a foul mouth on her, but that's another story. And here we go. Danny Dyer again, making an elegant TV appearance in a sort of a jazzy print blouse. Not bad for an old barmaid, is she, really? But she lent love and support to Kaz Crossley and Josh Denzel because they split up again. Oh, God, honest. Must be dealing with five-year-olds here. Nicola Thorpe splits from Charlie DeMello following a 10-month romance. Yeah, whatever. Millie McIntosh leaves little to the imagination. I'm a bit bored with Millie McIntosh. She was a has-been years ago. Eat more food, dear. Eat more food. I've seen more meat on a twig. And apparently Kaz Crossley brands co-stars Megan Barton Hanson and Wes Nelson split for the best. Well, Megan, you wouldn't go anywhere nearer. And Wes Nelson, I mean, good dear, no thank you. Amanda Holden posing up a storm in a shower. I could do that, actually. Although, to be honest with you, you'd have to be leaning against a wall because otherwise I'd be falling over. Is Caroline Flack dating a personal trainer? Who's she not been out with? That's the big question. And look, here we go. Rodrigo Alves. Oh, I know, gay boy. Yes, you are, love. We know. He goes under a controversial eye lift to look like a sexy cat. I think there's something the matter. He's got some serious sick illness. You know, he's going to perform at Eurovision. Of course you are, dear. The Celebrity Big Brother star. He was the freak. What do you mean star? Look at the state of him. Honestly, it really is embarrassing. But there you go, darling. I'm sure you're really happy. Declan Donnelly says parenthood should come with a warning as he discusses his daughter Isla and admits it's the hardest thing he's ever done. Get the gag. Get the gag. Woo! OK, just me again. Just me again. Charlotte Crosby's raucous bash. She parties until the early hours in Newcastle, as indeed people do. So where are you, love? Newcastle. What are you doing? Partying? Oh, great. That's lovely, isn't it? And she celebrates her reality show launch, spent most of it in tears.
Oh, it was also terrible because John Noble didn't want to go out with me at the restaurant.
Of course he didn't, because you're obviously crap. That's why. He maintained silence. There you go. And Keith Lemon drops hint Emily A. Tack is joining Celebrity Juice. He was on The Loose Women the other day. They didn't know how to handle it. They just thought, oh, please book me for the show. Please book me for the show. Thank God they didn't have a few of the members of the panel on there. They'd have eaten him alive, I should imagine. So they can go, oh, can we be on Celebrity Juice? Because a few of them are just a bit naff. But he did quite well, actually, yesterday. He did a bit quite well. He's finally admitted there's an actor playing his part. Unfortunately, it's the same part he plays all the time. And because when he said, I'm 38. And Karen McGiffin went, you're never 38. He's about 47, I think. 47, 50. But anyway, there you go. I'm sure it's all lovely out there in the world of show business. And they'll find some other deadbeats to get the job. Emily A. Tack. Oh, I've always wanted to advertise potatoes. Of course you have, dear. Not going to be offered acting jobs, are you, really? And then you could do Celebrity Juice. And then, you know, then it all goes pear-shaped. But there you go. Listen, have a lovely weekend. Do join me tomorrow morning from 5 for the best of Steve Allen, then In Conversation. Sherry Hewson, Booze and Steve Allen. What a winning combination. And Paul Whitehouse, Only Fools and Horses, the musical. And then I'll be back with you on Sunday morning as well, between 5 and 7. Till then, stay warm, stay safe, be nice to each other. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.